It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. TJ here in studio with you today, and I'm joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Chris filled in for you and did a good job, but it's good to have you back in today. I'm looking at this link that you sent me in the email and said, let's talk about this today. It's a blog, actually, that has a lot of very useful information about caring for our elder loved ones from the Society of Certified Senior Advisors.
Yeah, it's a great article. I thought that was very relevant to what we talk about a lot here. But it's called What Happened to Mom? And it talks about those warning signs to look for if your aging parents are in their homes.
We've talked a lot about maybe kind of looking ahead and thinking ahead that, you know, maybe you'll never need it. But if you do, having planned ahead is better for everybody involved. So What are some of those warning signs that maybe we should be looking for with our loved ones so that we can get ahead of the game and it doesn't kind of all come crashing down on us at once?
Yeah, well, they break it down into five things, and I'm just going to briefly try to give a quick overview and then people can go out to the blog. But they say watch, listen, smell, touch, observe. Oops, six. Be proactive. but the watch really is, you know, does that person dress appropriately? Are they disheveled? Are they well-groomed? Are they clean? So those are the things that you want to be looking for personally. But also check out the car. Does the car look dinged or dented? Is the house clean? Is there mail all over that's unopened? The next one is listen. So how well can they carry on a conversation with you? Are they speaking really loudly? Do they use your name? Do they engage with telemarketers on the phone that you can overhear? Smell is another one. And this is something that we hear about frequently from families, and we have our caregivers keep an eye on too. But does that house have an unpleasant odor? That could be spoiled or outdated food in the fridge. Maybe the garbage is overflowing. Maybe there's a pet situation where the pet's not being cared for. Touch. Does your loved one look healthy? Does their skin look okay? Are there a lot of bruises or skin tears? Have they lost weight? Have they gained weight? I feel like I'm saying a lot here, but there's so much to think about.
Sure.
So the next one is observe. And that's just, you know, noticing if there's medications and pills around. How many different doctors are on these pill cases? Has their personality changed? Do you notice an increased supply of liquor or maybe some empty bottles? Are bills marked past due that are laying around? And then there's the last piece is really being proactive. And we've talked about this. If you sense a problem, take action. And it's a sensitive subject to bring up. And, you know, we've talked about different articles and posted different things about really how to kind of broach that conversation with your loved one and how to even bring it up. But if you're noticing some of these things, then it's time to look into getting some help, set up a doctor's appointment, and find out what needs to happen next.
The rest of this blog is very good, and I know that you guys have a link to it on the Freedom Home Care Facebook page. That's one place that you can go to get that. And I know you guys also have a lot of very useful tools on your main web page as well.
Yeah, we do like to have our web page as a resource for people. So whether that be connecting to the Family Learning Center or checking out our blog or our news page, we try to keep that up to date with some good information. So yeah, check out the rest of this blog. It's so great. It talks about how to help your loved one. It talks about changes you can make in the home. And then, you know, not beating yourself up as a caregiver and a child of an aging adult.
All right. So. FreedomHomeCareLLC.com is the website. Freedom Home Care on Facebook as well. And what is your phone number if we want to call you up?
Absolutely. Our number is 507-387-HOME. That's 387-4663.
Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.